Guadahun Sadache, Ungahuwe, and Hadiwanodos, in the Aboriginal Voices, Muscatewa Nyawaroska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock here at CFRC 101.9 FM, and we broadcast from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. Ani Nichkiwink to Farquhar Indigenous Cause, Minwa Sean Story. As Na Minwa, and Ashnabi Nwewin. How are we going? This is good.
This is great.
Yeah, there's a lot of
the band has decided that they're done with that shot.
Mm. Well, but this is a lot of activity around CFRC radio.
It's like we're at a rock concert.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
One of those rock concerts.
Well, we are going to have music to, give people a flavor
the
of
rock
indigenous
and or
music
roll.
Here at CFRC. Sean, you know, we're looking at what's happening tonight, not to mention the rain that's out there. So I
Gosh, there's so much rain.
I want people to, we need some rain, but please,
only
those people
some,
driving. Be careful.
I was driving in it.
All those leaves on the ground, they're slippery if you try to stop quickly.
This is your public service announcement every year.
It is, but, you know, the change of the season, you got to remind people that, wet or cold surfaces are going to create slippy conditions for tires. Doesn't matter whether you're on a bicycle or you're on your skateboard, or you're in a car or truck, you still got to watch out. Anyway, that's my stand.
All righty.
Not to mention, with the rain, all the rain on the surface now, I happened to see somebody get a little wet as a truck went by, pretty close to the sidewalk, and splash!
I've been on the walking end of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's it feel like?
Very rarely have I been in the truck, but I have been only once, and it was incredibly uncomfortable, and I didn't like it.
Mm. So it's uncomfortable. Can you imagine on a night like tonight where it's cold?
It was really cold the night. Like Ottawa cold when it happened to me, and I was not a fan.
Mm. Now tonight on Aboriginal Voices, we're going to have a special.
I'm not done yet. So every time I see a big puddle, if safe, I try to avoid.
For you.
And if there are people in direct.
In coming along
and going to be in the path of the wave, the tsunami, then I move out of the way of the puddle. But if there's nobody, then I run through that puddle as fast as I can. Endlessly entertaining.
Okay. So tonight we have a couple of things that have come up on our plate for news and information. I'm going to start with the 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, we're going to have two guests, and there'll be a lot of talking going on from 7 till 8 o'clock tonight. But both of them have very important information for all of us. The first person is a dietitian, and Sarah Roney is going to be talking with me and, about the food guides and all that sort of thing, but also thinking about, this time of the year with Halloween coming up this week.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and then following that.
Can folks who are listening to this right now give us a call at 613-533-CFRC and let us know if the drums from the band next door translate through our mics to your ears.
They're not going to get the same feeling.
No.
We can feel it. Yeah. Anyway.
But we are the drums.
Yeah. And I have another guest that I talk with, and this is Ralph Boston, who is going to be sharing his information. He wrote a paper about the history of the Mississauga in the territory that we're sitting in, which is north of Kingston. And it branched out a bit, too, as he got going. So that's our second hour. And in the first hour, I have something that I could get you to share a little bit with for folks. And I've got something else to add to it. But
you want me to say that now?
Yeah, we can do it now.
We'll tease it right now.
Well,
apparently there's an apology to United Chiefs and Councils of the
Minidoh-Nissing
First Nation. Mm-hmm. You printed this out, Doug.
I did. Well, this is from the Government of Canada.
Yeah, okay. I see that.
It's from and it's an official document, yeah, so...
I got that.
So I did print it out so that we could
It looks like something that the Government of Canada would put out. Mm-hmm. So at a historic gathering held on October 26, 2024, Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations delivered a formal statement of apology on behalf of the Government of Canada to the Ondak Omni Canning Michiwig.
Yeah, there are five First Nations. Anishinaabe First Nations.
Shigwanda, Shigwaning. Mm-hmm. And, oh my gosh, there's another one. Zibahasing.
These are all on Manitoulin Island.
First Nations. Mm-hmm. And their members for past wrongs relating to the Crown's mismanagement of their monies in the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm. And that's the late 1800s. So you think about this for a second. It's been more than 100 years that this has been a problem. And the folks from that community have spend a lot of time trying to ask the government to make, to kind of follow the treaty that was made for the First Nations communities there. One of them, Wikmimikong, a lot of people may have heard of it, is unceded. So 224 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, the treaty itself, we have the document here that if you want to share some of it, is a statement of apology. But I looked through it and I thought, wow, this is something everybody might want to check out. So you can go to canada.ca, then you can go to Crown-Indigenous Relations and Northern Affairs Canada, Lands Treaties, agreements and negotiations in progress. So there is a finding of some money that they wanted to provide for. Here's the date.
1862.
Mm-hmm. So the aftermath of the 1862 Articles of Agreement. The Crown failed to fulfill obligations, and that this created injustices that continue to be felt in communities today. That's just one small group. How about all the rest? I don't know. And where's our good friend who's the opposition leader right now going to stand on these? Okay.
Well, who knows?
I don't know. I'm trying to guess what three words he's going to use for it. Yeah, I'll give you that time to think about that one, guys. I've been thinking about it for a while. I don't know. But the minister, in all fairness to him, did say to all First Nation members, past and present, he would like to offer these sincere words. We are sorry.
Oops.
Yeah.
That's probably the word.
So 170 years ago, the treaty relationship that the Crown and the Canadian government had with the ancestors of the people who are there now,
mm-hmm.
and there are a lot who are not on the island anymore because of the Indian Act, disenfranchised them.
Oh, yeah?
The First and Second World War disenfranchised
them. Yeah, there is
people.
That.
We'll talk about that more in November.
That seems like something that is different than this, though.
That's right. Yeah, well, so they say, basically they're looking at the agreement that was held, that was done in 1862. What he's not saying here is that that was an agreement, and I read the whole document with the, you can see it here, I won't read it right now, but it was November the 3rd, 1862, on Manitoulin Island, that the Honorable William McDougall was representing the, I guess, the crown at the time would have been Queen Victoria in England. And, I'm thinking, wow, okay. But he was the head of, he's the... His Excellency, the Governor General and Council.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then there was another fellow, and he was there, too, who William Sprague, and he was the Deputy Superintendent of Indian Affairs. And, and then they had an interpreter, Indian office at Toronto, sent an interpreter to share the translation between English and the
one of their languages,
Odawa.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, you've got those people there, but who was representing the folks in those communities? And why would the government of Canada think that this little island, Manitoulin Island, could be broken up? And just, here's a little piece of the land for you to stay on, and here's the land that we're going to give to settlers who are coming in. I don't know.
Gee, I wonder how that happened.
But what you're seeing in front of you, and I just read a few pieces off the beginning of it, is in fact the writing of this guy, W.N. McDougall, Superintendent General of the Indian Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he says right in it that they are going to share in the resources, in the profits of the resources.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This guy.
Who made the treaty with...
McDougall made out pretty good.
Well...
Is this the insurance guy?
No. No, he's got two L's in his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm just looking at this, and I did a lot of reading on this one over the last 4 days.
Uh-huh.
And it just boggles my mind that could happen a long time ago. And now we get the apology that you started to look at. And they're saying, we're sorry, but now we're going to put out... several million dollars for the group to use to go forward. And in it, it says, this is in the spirit of reconciliation and partnership, we look forward to writing a new chapter together.
Oh.
Okay, not bad, except for one problem. They're paying for the past, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't... How did you not understand? This is an ongoing treaty, and it's still there. And if you don't believe me, go back to look at 1865 to 1875, and you'll find all kinds of writing on this. And in fact, I just brought you part of chapter 3 from this book that I have that was published in 1862.
Oh, goodness sakes. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Doug.
Yeah. And there's another book, if you want to really have fun reading it, is it was published in Toronto by Willing and Williamson in 1880. And it is, you ready for this title?
Yes.
The Treaties of Canada with the Indians of Manitoba and the Northwest Territories, including the negotiations on which they are based, and other information relating thereto.
So, what?
And this book is from 1880, and it was digitized by the University of Alberta Libraries. Not bad, eh?
It's a long title.
Yeah.
See, I guess back in the day, they didn't really have a whole lot to do.
Do you know where Northwest Territory started?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, about Lake Nipissing. The whole territory north of that was just called Northwest Territories. Yeah, so you got to get on a map and say, oh, that's why Manitoulin Island was part of the Northwest Territories. Anyway. Terms of the treaty you can read about in the appendix, and I didn't bring the appendix for you, but you know it's available if you go online to where did I read that? That was I just typed in Confederation Debates 1865 to 1949, and there's a whole series of them, and this was chapter 3 of that collection. So not bad, eh? So now you have to go back and say the Robinson-Huron Treaty. I have to tell you, folks, Sean's pulled open a map and saying, where is Ella? Holy smokes.
Well, I looked up Lake Nipissing just to see what the big deal was. But you look at Lake Nipissing, and that's just about under, oh, I lost it again. Wait.
Well, you were close. There you go.
Yeah, there I am. Lake Nipissing is beneath what would be your Sudbury.
Yeah. But it's on
so
the highway.
Not a whole lot up there. Not like
the Trans-Canada Highway.
It's up there for us now.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, it was still a ways away.
It was on the water highway.
But you're saying Lake Nipissing was a part of the Northwest Territories.
Right.
So you zoom out and you see that, wait a minute. Northwest Territories is now up here.
That's right. Squished between the Yukon and Nunavut.
Yeah.
But see, that's the good thing. Things are changing. Nunavut became, 1999, I think it was, Nunavut became a territory of with a government that looked after that territory, and also Northern Quebec. There's Natan-Obed is part of the group that looks after the four Inuk regions across Northern Canada. But the Northwest Territories has Dene and Tlingit and a number of other Lubicon and other group of people that live along the Mississippi River, or not the Mississippi, the Mackenzie River that goes up to the Mackenzie Delta and then into the Arctic Ocean. And there are communities all along there. The reason you want to keep them separate is because of the minerals in the ground.
I was going to say, divide and conquer.
Yeah. No, but the minerals in the ground. There are diamonds there. There's gold in the ground. Well, Yukon has more gold, I think. But there's cobalt in that region up in northern Ontario all the way through. There's lithium now where they're finding that's right across the country. There's a lot of minerals. Nickel. Right. Oh, wow. Man, you can have some fun trying just
wild.
Dealing with that part of it. All right. You know, we're going to have to figure out what kind of music you would like to hear from me. I do have to, a big shout out that I'm going to do. And, you know, it was a couple weeks ago, I guess 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Yeah, 3 weeks ago, I had a couple of fellas come by to do some work at my house. Mm-hmm. And Jacob and Dave and Matt, I think, and Corey. And there's one other fellow I forget. I'm sorry. But Jacob and Dave, we're going to do a big shout out for them because, you know, they heard some of our music and they're listening. Hopefully, Jacob, who is now in Florida, taking in the sunshine. Well, not now. It's a bit dark there for him, too. But probably a lot warmer than our 12 degrees. But anyway.
Maybe.
Yeah, right. I've got a couple of songs that I'm going to do for a big shout out for both for Dave and for Jacob. And Jacob, if you're listening, I have the first one I have for you is I have this one, and it's by Nelson Little, and he's from Manitoba. And it's a song that, well, you'll kind of enjoy this one if you liked, Jacob liked George Leach before when we played that for him.
Oh, cool.
So you're going to like this one.
Well, all right.
And the next one is going to be instrumental and a sort of a mix of powwow music and electronic music. And it's going to be Old School Is for Lovers. And Jacob's, you're gonna have fun with this one. All right. You ready, Sean?
I am, Doug.
Okay, here we go. First one is going to be Nelson Little.
Holding my head up, putting the guns down. I'm holding my head up, holding it high. I'm keeping my back up. Keeping my back up against the wall. I'm holding my head up so I don't fall. No, it ain't too late. We ain't too far gone. Cause there's more love than hate. And there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. Taking the high road, putting the fight down. Taking the high road out of town. Taking my mind off, taking my mind off the fighting side. I'm walking away, walking the line. No, it ain't too late, we ain't too far gone. Cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out CFRC.ca and IWACanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
G'day, I am CJ the DJ, the host of Grad Chat, your opportunity to find out about graduate research here at Queen's. I hope you can join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, put that in, Grad Chat, at 4 p.m. Tuesdays.
Joe's Mill is a musical instrument lending library located in the Tet Center at 370 King Street West in Kingston, Ontario. Started by the late Joe Chitlin, who wanted everyone to experience the joy of playing an instrument, Joe's Mill has over 1,000 musical instruments and resources for you to lend out so you can take up a new hobby or get back into an old one. Stop by, register for only $15, and then take out an instrument at any time for free. Joe's Mill is located at the Tet Center on the lower floor in Unit 110. Visit joesmill.org for more information.
People think there's only a few Indians left. There's millions of them in the whole continent of America, which includes South America. And one day they're going to be asking for their rights. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't standing next to the black people too. So it's either give now or die later.
Time for you to lock in. Freedom's why we rockin'. Walking that we blockin'. Enough with all the talking. Time for you to hop in. Got the people watching. Stopping and we stomping with knowledge that we dropping. Dismantle institutions. Mishandle distribution. Systemic contributions to those in prosecutions. Media illusions. Weakening solutions. They carry racial bias just like the Constitution. This evil ain't a friend of me. I'll break who you send to me. Working with the government. You're working with the enemy. The eagle gives me energy to wait for my integrity. Abolish any governance for breaking their supremacy. Forget about the laws when you're standing for the cause. We're fighting for our lives and the ones that we have lost. This is for my chalk, written on sidewalks. Listen to my talk, this is for my park.
We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The retribution's in our minds. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The revolution's on the rise. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The retribution's in
tremble. Why they keep on staring? Don't care about discomfort, the Kens and the Karens. Think of where they settled, think about the parents. Complicit in behaviors with the privilege they inherit. Need to break the cycle, need to take a stand. Need to check your friends, start to look within. Need to be the idol, be the helping hand. Need you to defend the people being hit. Walking down the city blocks, assaulted by the city cops. See them acting gritty, watch, never trust the city's ops. Plenty time to rethink, defund the precinct. Every time that we blink, apologies, lack of restitution. Listen to our prophecies, it's our resolution. Forget the petty policies, break the persecution, positioning our sovereignty, time for revolution.
We're gonna find
Jacob, that's for you and for Dave. And Jacob, in the sand, or yeah, maybe you're just sitting under a palm tree enjoying Orlando area. I don't know what the weather's like there, but anyway, we'll talk about it later. And I
am sure it's better than what we have.
we just want to give you a weather report from here, Jacob. Rain, 12 degrees, going to be 12 degrees all night. And the rain will go away tomorrow, so it's a good day to be in some other part of the world. Not if you're a tree. Our trees need the water, believe me.
Oh, yeah. Well, for the big winter's nap. 27 Celsius.
Oh, wow. In Orlando.
He may want to move. He may want to come back. 27 degrees.
That's nice. And it's dark there now, so that's good.
Oh, gosh, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Douglas.
Yes.
I just received this on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I found it.
And what happened?
Or it found me. Maybe that's
I'm pretty
more
sure.
appropriate. It found me, Douglas.
It was searching the world.
It said, hey. This is news for you. Uh-huh. Maybe you want to share it for the masses.
Okay. And what did you get?
Ginya Geha, Story and Song Coffee House with Jonathan Miracle.
Oh.
And it's going to be happening Saturday, November the 2nd from 2 until 4 p.m. It will be up there at the Queen Anne Parish Center. And that's at 1295 Ridge Road. Wonderful stories, music, food, and fellowship. All are welcome.
Oh, that's very nice.
So
what time is that again?
2 till 4.
2 till 4 on Saturday.
That's happening on Saturday, November
2nd. Yeah.
Oh, that's this Saturday.
That's right. That'll
there
be
you
good.
Go. Yeah. See, when I read it the first time, I thought, gosh, what are they putting that out so early for? But I guess it's just this Saturday.
It's this Saturday.
It's not really that early.
Well,
in my mind, it's October. It's not November yet.
That's true. You just wait till the 31st. That's Friday or Thursday.
Thursday
night.
That's the day after tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
And that is the night for the theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that'll be. It's a nice venue.
I'm very excited going up there to that place,
mm-hmm.
that theater that's here. You know the one.
Yeah.
Should I say?
Sure.
Can I say?
You can say it.
Am I allowed to say?
Yes.
Domino.
Mm. It's an excellent spot.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited, we're going to see a theater. A show.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is a nice little theater. You know, it's intimate.
I enjoy it, so.
Mm-hmm. Are you in the play?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
But if anyone's listening from that place,
mm-hmm.
I would like to see what it looks like behind the stage.
Oh.
Backstage. Like all the cool people,
mm-hmm.
celebs, whatnot. They get to go backstage.
Uh-oh.
That, I would enjoy that.
So I won't tell you I've been there?
backstage?
Not as an actor.
You're a celeb.
No, not
you're
as an actor.
Dad.
I Yeah, but I know an actor who was in, and several actors who were in plays at the Domino Theater, and so I got to go. Oh, wait a minute! One of my neighbors is a director of plays.
Are they directing this one?
I now that you tell me, maybe, possibly.
That would be cool.
I will ask.
Hook me up.
Normally, I will definitely make sure.
And then I will get to
tell me what seat number you're in.
I'll get to see
and they'll call your number.
I'll get to see the. I don't really know.
Okay.
I don't remember. It's at the. It's on the fridge.
Oh, okay.
I put them up on the
all
fridge.
Right.
Anyways.
So
enough about me.
If Jen is directing the show on Saturday,
yeah, that would be fun.
Look for Sean,
yeah.
And you'll recognize him by his voice.
By my voice and how ecstatic I'll be.
Yes, and you'll be looking backstage. Can I go see that?
Let me see. Oh, is that how you do that?
There you go. Yeah. Anyway, that's going to be interesting to see what happens. So next week you'll do a Jesse Wente.
What do you mean Jesse Wente?
You'll do a screen report.
I'll be my. It was good.
Oh, you started already.
You know, you got some time.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to spend some of the dollars, the hard-earned monies, you should go and see this.
There you go.
Yeah, there.
And you
That's
haven't even been there yet.
That's pretty much what he does.
What's the phone number so people can check and see?
Oh, no. 613-530-2050, and that's... That'll be there.
So, but that's at Domino Theater, and that's going to be on the November 2nd, right?
No.
No. What's the date?
That's the 31st. I'm going on the 31st.
The 31st of October.
November 2nd is Jonathan Miracle.
Oh, okay. On Tyandagate territory.
Yeah, Tyandagate, yeah.
Tyandanega.
No, you said Tyandagate.
Sorry.
Like Watergate.
There you go.
You were around for I think I was around for Watergate.
We were both around for Watergate? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Anyway.
Watergate.
We're not going to talk about that one.
No.
Well, okay. So my neighbor is the director. All right. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, that's fun.
Are you going to be surprised when she comes to get you and say, come with me. I want you to go see backstage.
She'll say no.
And here's the broom. You could clean it up for us. I love it.
Cool. Good.
This is going to be funny. Jen's not going to be... Well, when I talk to her,
all right.
I'll say hi.
She's not listening?
Probably not, no.
Why wouldn't she be listening?
Probably out walking the dog.
A fellow entertainer like yourself.
Probably out walking the dog. It's that time of night, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, right after supper.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just looking at how much time we have here. And, we're going to play some music leading up to the top of the hour. And then we have our two special guests. First, Sarah Roney. Roney is going to talk about diet, but it was a food security project that we did.
Uh-huh.
And talking about it, especially at this time of the year with, I don't know if she's going to mention Halloween or not, but we'll find out. Oh, I got chuckles going from that. Okay.
Candy.
And but the other chat we're going to have with her for after Halloween is sugar.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. We'll play Don Ross for that one.
That's
for sure.
Kind of like the best part of candy.
Yeah, you know what?
Like without the sugar, there's really no point.
Sugar and cocoa for making chocolate and chocolate bars and chocolate whatever has gone up so much that instead of putting the price up, they put the size of them down.
Size down. This is something fun. I'm going to drop this out for the folks at home, too. Mm-hmm. If you go on to the YouTubes, you'll find a place. It's in Syracuse, New York. Mm-hmm. It's called Hercules Candies. And they have this YouTube show where they are making candy, like in their workshop. In their candy workshop,
right?
They're not elves. They're you know, normal sized people. Anyways, Wendy and I went to this place, mm-hmm. and we were like, oh my, this is the place. It's the place from the YouTube.
Oh my!
And we went in and we were like, oh, and they were like this. Oh, hey, how are you? And we're like,
you're on YouTube.
You're on the YouTube.
You should be in that little electronic box, not here.
Yeah, and they're like, oh.
Somebody actually watches that?
Because, they must get it a lot because they're like, oh, overwhelming. Anyways, the main guy, the main YouTube guy, mm-hmm. I think he might have been owner or something like that. I think he was Hercules himself.
Oh, my. Okay.
No, probably not. but he came out and he shook our hands and he said, oh, hi. And I was like, yeah, you're the guy. You make candy. Mm. You're like Willy Wonka.
I don't know. Did he laugh at that or did he put a new hat on?
well, he smiled.
Okay.
Anyways, that's enough about anything.
Oh, that's good.
See, these are the thoughts that go through my head. You ask me, do I have anything? That's what comes out.
I love it. I love it that you pulled up something that's going to happen on the, what, you said the 30th?
31st.
Oh, 31st. Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to see it on the 31st.
You're going to miss collecting all those candies.
No.
The little ones.
Not going to miss it at all.
You're going to do that first and then go?
No.
Oh, how are you going to do that?
Not going to.
You're not? What? You're not collecting candies?
I'm not interested.
Oh.
I can go buy my own candy. If I want candy, I'll go and get it myself.
Oh, in Syracuse.
I did buy some.
Oh, okay. You didn't bring any back for the rest of us. The whole crew is there standing looking through the windows here looking at you.
I'll tell you why later.
Yeah, because you ate it all.
Well, that's one of the reasons.
You didn't want to bring it across the border.
Anyways,
do you have anything
enough
to declare? Not anymore. Anyway.
I did.
Yeah. All right, let's go quickly to a couple of songs. Willie Thrasher, Wolves Don't Play by the Rules. That's like your Dr. Jekyll, Mr.
Just
Hyde.
Just like that.
And Tara Williamson, Relief. And then we're going to go right into a little bit with Sarah. And then eventually Ralph Boston is going to talk to me about his research with the Mississaugas in the area, in the Kingston area, and where they came from. All right, here we go.
Don't live by the rules. heart what they're meant to be. The cry of the wild is the only way they can see.
Took more than you had. Patience was scarce. Pray for a new year. Pray for relief. Winter steals echoes. The impermanence of snow. I never really listened, but you never really spoke. Truth is a heartbeat, but I wanted to die. Steals daylight, relentless and dark. I know you'll still love me, but what do you want? There's music in silence. I'm trying to learn. Patience was scarce. Pray for a new year. Pray for.
photograph make-believe. You said I'm sorry when I needed it most. Show up in my dreams just like a ghost.
I have a very special guest here at Aboriginal Voices, and Sarah Roney. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Good. We're looking at a very special day because your specialty is you're a dietitian, but your specialty is looking at people who really need to change their food intake. You had me going through, you know, planning guides and fats that I eat, the carbohydrates I get, you know, sugar, we'll get into that later, and sodium. And I listen, and I've been through that before, so yeah, I can change. The hardest part is actually doing the changes. but there's a lot of things that we at home have done, you know, to prepare our food for, you know, the freezer. So we got fresh vegetables and fresh fruit, you know, prepare it for the freezer so that we have right into the late fall. We have what we know as fresh foods. But, you know, there are a couple of things that you're going to talk about over the next few weeks with us here on Aboriginal Voices, and it's going to be how to really balance what I'm learning about all these numbers that you throw at us, all of the, you know, reading labels. That's fun. I really mean it honestly. It's fun. You know, I'm reading more labels now, but